This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Fierce fighting continues in Sudan Tuesday in spite of a recently extended ceasefire, and citizens are fleeing the fighting by the thousands. The conflict broke out April 15th following months of worsening tensions between the military, led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, against a rival paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces, commanded by a former Burhan ally, General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo. At a news briefing in Geneva Tuesday, High Commissioner for Refugees spokeswoman Olda Serrato estimated about 100,000 refugees, many of whom were in Sudan after fleeing conflicts elsewhere, have fled Sudan into surrounding countries. The agency estimates more than 800,000 people will flee Sudan if the conflict is not resolved quickly. Serrato said she also has noted recent arrivals from Sudan are different than those who arrived shortly after the conflict began.
We've seen a change in the pattern since the first days of the emergency. Initially, we saw people arriving with buses, with cars. They had more financial means to pay for this transportation. Those that are arriving now, they are much more vulnerable. They have not had food for days, some of them, and they don't have economic means.
At the same briefing, UN Humanitarian Office spokesman Jens Lerke called on the global community to donate to the UN humanitarian organizations and their partners who are attempting to bring aid to Sudan. He said the groups, which were struggling before the conflict broke out, are currently facing a $1.5 billion funding gap. The Doctors Syndicate, a group that tracks civilian casualties, says at least 436 civilians have been killed and more than 1,200 injured since the fighting began. The power struggle has derailed Sudan's effort to restore its democratic transition, which was derailed October 21st when the two generals, then allies, removed a Western-backed government in a coup. This is VOA News.